Voters in the former Yugoslav Republic of Montenegro are trying again to choose a president amid fears of a repeat of the first round of voting, which failed because of a low turnout. At 7 a.m. local time, polling stations opened in tiny Montenegro following another appeal from officials to voters that enough of them turn out to choose a president. Former Prime Minister Filip Vujanović of the governing pro-independence Democratic Party of Socialists is the favorite among nine candidates. He won more than 80% of the vote during the first try at an election on December 22nd. But, as in December, opinion polls suggest that this election will fail because turnout is expected to fall short of the required 50%. The opposition Socialist People's Party has called again for a boycott of Montenegro's presidential election to protest against the policies of the pro-independence government, which it said has ruined the economy. But analysts say the party's real reason is concern that it will lose the ballot. A low turnout would be another major setback for organizers of what is the first election to be held in the new country that Montenegro, with a population of 650,000, formed this week with the much larger Republic of Serbia, which has 10 million people. The new country is a loser union named Serbia and Montenegro. It replaces Yugoslavia, which finally disintegrated after the bloody wars of the 90s in which more than 200,000 people died. Serbia is also without a president after voting failed twice because of low turnouts there, and a new election is expected in 7 months' time. Without clear winners in both republics, parliament speakers are now acting presidents in both. The polls were expected to close later Sunday, although there have been suggestions that the voting continue into Monday because some polling stations may be closed because of the bitter Balkan winter weather. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.